亲爱的雅伟天父，
Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh,
我们都在你面前，侍立在你面前，
we stand before you.
希望着是用你的话语，去洁净我们的心，
We pray that your word would cleanse our hearts
也引领我们更认识你更多，
and lead us to know you more.
也恳求你今天来到我们当中，与我们同在。
And we ask that you be pleased to come into our midst and be with us.
因为这个聚会若没有你的话，这个聚会只是一起的人的聚集。
Because without your presence, our gathering today is just some social activity.
所以求你也真的现在还。真的与我们一起的，
So yeah, we really ask that you be with us right now.
也求你洁净我的口，洁净我的心，
And please purify my heart, purify my lips.
盼望着我也可以成为一个流通的管道，可以完全的、正确的表达你今天要我分享的。
So that I may be a channel your blessing unhindered, unobstructed, that I may clearly convey what you've laid on my heart to share today.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
And please hear our prayer.
阿门。
Amen.
大家好，我叫 Vicky。
Hi everyone, my name is Vicky.
首先呢，跟大家分享我的见证之前呢，想跟大家分享了我在利物浦的飞机上看的一本儿童的图书。
So before I share more about my experience, my testimony, I'd like to share with you a book that I read on the flight to Liverpool.
它叫《爱说不的调皮鬼
So this children's book is called The Little Mischief Maker Who Always Says No.
那对这个书的对象是给那些爱说不的3到6岁的小孩子。
So this book is actually intended for children aged between 3 to 6 years old.
那叫他们改掉说不的坏习惯。
And to teach them how to break the bad habit of frequently saying no.
或许大家也会同意，小朋友最难搞的时候就是他们什么时候都说不的时候。
I think most of you would agree that children are most difficult when they constantly say no to everything.
其实大家也会经过这个阶段的。
And I believe most of us here have gone through that stage ourselves.
要离开这个阶段呢，除了父母用尽他们的方法之外。
So, in order to move past this stage, besides parents doing their utmost,
往往孩子都是受了一些的教训，或是吸取了一些的经验，才能让小孩子开始愿意说是。
often it's only after a child learns a lesson, has gone through, something and gained that experience that they begin to learn to say yes.
我虽然不再是3到6岁的小孩子了。
Obviously, I'm no longer a 3 to 6 year old kid.
但在认识神的路上，我也经过漫长的时间才能离开这种小孩子说不的阶段。
Yet, on my journey of knowing God, it took me years before I finally moved past that immature stage of defiance of always saying no.
我先说一下自己的背景。
So, first, a little bit about my background.
我父母是一个是基督徒，所以呢，我从小的时候已经跟他们去教会了。
So, both my parents are Christians, and I attended the church with my family from a young age.
小时候我挺喜欢去教会的，因为有很多小朋友跟我一起玩。
And I quite liked attending church as a child because there were many other kids my age that I could play with.
但慢慢长大之后就不同了，我开始有了自己的想法。
But that gradually changed as I grew older. I began to have more and more of my own ideas.
对圣经的教导也开始有了自己的意见，还有想法。
I also developed my own opinions and thoughts about certain biblical teachings.
因为我开始接受不了一些圣经的教导，所以面对父母的一些的要求或是管教的时候，我很多时候也会不服气。
because I cannot accept certain teachings of the Bible. So I often go against my parents' demands, or when they discipline me, I wouldn't be happy about that.
可能大家在教会里面听到很多关于听的教导。
So maybe you have heard a lot of teaching on listening in church.
上星期呢，Pastor Grace 也分享的主题也是关于听的。
And last week, the sermon by Pastor Grace was also about listening.
或许大家觉得，诶，听其实是挺好的，
Maybe you think, well, listening is quite good.
但这个听成为行动去顺服的时候，我们往往都会觉得，若选择顺服，心里就会很多的不好受，很难受，很难过，最后呢，会容易选择不听。
But when listening is translated into action of obedience, the heart often feels that, well, to have to choose to obey is not a nice feeling. It's very uncomfortable. And that usually leads to us choosing not to listen in the end. So, in other words, that's essentially choosing disobedience.
对，这个其实就是不顺服了。那其实圣经呢，真正就是有很多关于顺服的教导。
And actually, the Bible has many teachings on this topic of obedience.
顺服神、顺服耶稣、顺服在上的掌权的、顺服父母。
We have to obey God, obey Jesus, obey those in authority, and obey our parents, for example.
顺服。听从呢，这就是我未信的时候最讨厌去听到的。
So, obedience. Listening was what I hated most before I came to commit my life to Christ.
所以跟大家分享今天的一节经文，就是以赛亚书30章15节。
And I'd like to share with you a Bible passage from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
因为主亚伟以色列的圣者这样说：“你们得救在于悔改和安息，你们得力在于平静和信靠，但你们竟不愿意。
For thus said Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength, but you were unwilling.
”这就是我以前没有想过做基督徒的原因，就是不愿意，其实就是不愿意去降服。
So this was the main reason I didn't want to be a Christian, and mainly is unwillingness. This unwillingness to obey or submit.
那是什么让我慢慢的变得愿意去听从呢？
So, what gradually changed me and moves me to listen or surrender?
就是我们的香港的牧师开始了一个 Seekers of Life 的计划。
So it actually all started around the time when our pastor in Hong Kong started this incentive or project called Seekers of Life.
就是寻求生命吧，寻求生命的人，普通话。那这跟利物浦教会的迦南计划是有点相似的计划来的。
And this incentive is pretty close or similar to Liverpool Church's Project Canaan.
那这个计划也使我开始对神的态度有所改变。
And this project actually caused me to start changing my attitude towards God.
在我高中2年级的暑假，我们的牧师邀请我一起去探望教会。
So during the summer holiday after year 11, our pastor invited me to join in visiting churches overseas.
他竟然呢，说了一个我很想去的地方，就是菲律宾。
And she mentioned a place that I had always wanted to go, and it was the Philippines.
但是呢，我没有及时的答应的。
But I didn't agree to it at first.
我回到家呢，我跟我妈妈说了。
So I went home and I told my mom about it.
那她当然立刻就叫我去参加吧。
Obviously, she immediately urged me to join.
但是我有几个原因，我不想答应去的。
But I have several reasons that make me not want to go.
首先，在金钱方面，
First, financially.
当时我还没找到工作，所以根本是没有钱去做这个探访的。
I hadn't found a job yet, and I had no money for the trip for this visitation.
还有，我想去台湾旅行。如果我去了探访的话，我估计我就是因为金钱的不足，那我就去不了台湾了。
Also, at the time, I had wanted to travel to Taiwan, and if I went on this trip, then I was pretty sure that I wouldn't have enough money for my Taiwan trip then.
那其次呢，就是找工作方面。
Secondly, is to do with finding a job.
因为我那个时候还不够18岁，有很多的公司呢不会请18岁以下的人的。
At the time, I was still not yet 18 years old, and as you know, many companies they wouldn't take on people under 18.
加上我妈妈要求我星期天、星期日要放假去教会。
In addition, my mom insisted that I had to request Sundays off in order to go to church.
所以那一定呢是没可能找到工作的。
So in my mind, it's absolutely impossible for me to find a job.
但是我妈妈用圣经当中耶稣的话去鼓励我。
But my mom used Jesus' words from the Bible to encourage me.
就是马太福音6章33节，先求神的国和神的义，这些东西都加给你们了。
And it's from Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
我的心呢是不相信的，
My heart was actually unbelieving.
但是我就看看神是不是那么厉害的。
But I thought, well, let's test it out. Let's see if God is that powerful.
所以我就以这个不太好的心态呢，答应了参加这个教会的探访。
So I finally agreed to this invitation to visit the churches with a not very good attitude.
那之后呢，我就努力的找工作。那但是呢，距离交费用还有1个多月的时候，我还没找到工作。
And obviously, I tried very hard to find a job, but even when it got to over just a month. Before we had to pay in our fees, I still had no job.
所以呢，我就向我妈妈发脾气了。
So I just lost it. I lost my temper and I got angry with mom.
我跟他说，都说不去了，现在怎么样？没有人请我，那除非我周天、星期天我去上班。
I said to her, I already told you I shouldn't go. So what now? Well, unless I just compromise and I go work on Sundays.
那我妈叫我冷静，
And my mom just told me, calm down.
然后呢，就跟我一起去祷告了。
And she prayed with me.
那几天之后呢，我有一个朋友叫我去试一下他现在上班的那个餐厅。
And a few days later, a friend asked me to try the restaurant that she was working in.
那我祷告之后呢，虽然我觉得这个餐厅的人应该不会请我的，但是我还是去了。
So after praying, even though I thought they would not hire me, I still went and to give it a try.
然后呢，我就很直接跟他说，我不够18岁，还有星期天要去教会。
So I told them frankly, I was not yet 18, and on Sundays I couldn't work because I have to attend church.
那谁知道他说，当然没问题啦。
And little did I expect, he just said, sure, no problem.
所以我想不到他竟然就请了我了。
So, yeah, beyond my expectation, he ended up hiring me.
那神不单单是加给我足够的，
And not only did God provide enough for my trip,
更是有余的，因为所赚来的金钱呢，不单单能支持我去探望教会，还有能去台湾旅游。
it's actually more than enough. I ended up earning both for the trip itself and even my trip to Taiwan.
所以这一次的经历，就让我对寻求神开放了一点。开始愿意去听，因为呢，我看到听从的好处。
So this experience actually helped me to be more open in seeking God, and I started to be more willing to listen because I saw the benefits of listening, of obedience.
之后呢，我升读了高级文凭。Excuse me。那时候呢，我要常常去面对功课，还有去教会的一些的时间上的冲突。
Later on, I started my high diploma program, and I constantly struggled to balance schoolwork and church commitment. Sorry.
OK。往往呢，我去教会之前呢，我都想，都会有不去教会的心的。那我自己就读一下我的英文稿。But yes, because
You know where we are
where?
today.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, where were you? Sorry. Sorry, it's just a ticklish cough. It's not a cold or anything.
High diploma.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So after, yeah.
Later I start a high diploma program. I constantly struggle.
To
Yeah.
balance good.
I often didn't feel like going to church right before I had go. So 在那个时候呢，我的爸妈又会再鼓励我，先寻求神的国和神意，这一切都会加给你了。
In those moments, my parents would encourage me again, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be granted to you, will be added to you.
那这个时候，我不服的心就开始会抵抗。
But every time when I heard something like that, my disobedient heart would start to resist.
我会觉得，我不想去教会，觉得呢，去少一次不会有什么问题的。
And I felt, well, I really didn't want to go. You know, what's the big deal if I miss once?
但是呢，当他们再三的鼓励，还有提醒我之前所经历的恩典的时候呢，我就去听了。选择去教会。
But when they repeatedly encouraged me and reminded me of my past experience of God's grace, then I chose to listen. And in the end, I chose to go to church.
虽然去的时候了，我心里面常常会不服，然后会有一点埋怨的心。
Even though when I went, it was often with a somewhat reluctant and even grumbling heart.
但是呢，神却每一次都恩待我。
But God was gracious to me every single time.
我去教会之后呢，我都能充满着平安回家，而且完成所完成的功课也做得挺好的。
So each time after I went to church, I would return home filled with peace, and I even managed to complete my homework really well.
所以这一些呢，都使我对神的信心又在增加。
So all these experiences increase my faith in God.
有一次呢，我知道我去教会的话呢，一定要通宵才能完成我的功课的。
So that was this time. I knew full well if I had gone to church, I would have to stay up all night to finish my homework.
我迟疑了，但是我最后还是去了。
I hesitated, but I still went anyway.
那一夜还是要通宵。
That night, I still had to stay up all night.
但是我是非常的平安，还有很有精神的。
But I was so filled with peace and I had full energy.
其实神的恩典每一次都够用的。
God's grace is truly sufficient for us every time.
但若我们常常处于那种不愿意要去抵抗的话呢，神的恩典是不能给到我们。
But if we constantly remain unwilling and resistant, not willing to listen, we cannot receive God's grace.
但是，当我们去有这份的愿意，我们就能经历神的恩典。
But once we are willing, we can start experiencing God's grace.
后来呢，这就是我后来接受洗礼，把自己的生命完全交托给神，成为基督徒的其中原因。
And this is one of the reasons why later on I completely entrusted my life to God at baptism to become a Christian.
因为我经历到，神给的恩典，还有体验到神的美善。
Because I experienced the grace of God and I tasted his goodness.
所以呢，这个学习就是首先要听耶稣的话。
So what I learned was that first we need to listen to the words of Jesus.
那。之后呢，我们再看一下，刚才所分享的以赛亚书30章，15节。
Let us take a look again at the verse we read before, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
这里说， 这里神说我们不愿意什么呢？
So what does God say here that we are unwilling to do?
就是不愿意悔改和安息，不愿意平静和信靠。
Unwilling to return or repent and rest, unwilling to be in quietness and be in trust.
我初做基督徒的时候呢，以为要常常为神去做很多。
When I first became a Christian, I thought it meant constantly doing things for God.
所以我是很积极的去回应的。
And I responded very actively.
我参加很多的不同的服事呢，传福音，用时间去关心人，学习神的话语，学习信靠顺服。
So I participated in many different areas of church services. I shared the gospel with others. I spent time caring for others and, learning God's word and learning to trust and obey.
开始的时候，我觉得还可以，
So it felt okay at first,
但渐渐就觉得很难了，
but gradually it became more and more difficult.
因为内心里面好像很疲乏。
Because my heart felt very weary, very tired.
之后呢，神就透过我拔智慧齿所带来的一个属灵的危机，让我看到我生命的问题。
Later on, God used a spiritual crisis that had to do with my wisdom tooth extraction to show me the root problem in my life.
因为我拔到这个
智
智
慧。
慧齿之后的不舒服、没精神、很疲倦呢，我就有了借口，我不去读圣经，不去亲近神，不祷告了。
So, this discomfort that followed my tooth extraction, this lack of energy, the fatigue, gave me a good excuse not to read my Bible and not to draw near to God.
这样呢，我慢慢就失去了我亲近神的习惯。
Slowly, I lost the habit of drawing near to God.
很快，世界的价值观，我一些旧生命的问题，又慢慢的充满了我自己。
Soon, the world's values and the problems of my old way of life could gradually fill me again.
开始呢，内心就有很多跟别人的比较，很多的埋怨，加上呢，上班的压力，整个感觉好像要逼自己去服侍，还有顺服神一样。
So I started having a lot of comparison with others in my heart, many complaints, and the actual work pressure on me all forced me to, I felt I was kind of forced to serve and obey God.
所以，这些都让我有一个无形的压力。
So this all created an invisible pressure on me.
我失去了喜乐，也失去了我服侍的力量，甚至我出现了离开教会的想法，离开神的想法。
So I lost joy, I lost the strength to serve, and I even start having thoughts to of leaving our church altogether.
心里面会突然浮现一个叫我离开教会的声音。
And sometimes this voice would just suddenly come up, telling me to leave the church.
连我自己也感到很惊讶。
Which shocked me even.
但是感恩神的灵在我里面去呼喊，好像里面渴望着有从神而来解决的方法。我不甘心我的生命停留在这个的状态。
But thanks be to God, His Spirit was crying out within me, helping me to long for a solution from God, because I wasn't willing to just let my life remain in this state forever.
于是呢，我就找了我们教会的牧师去谈，
So I went to have a chat with my church pastor.
发现一切的原因就是自己没有亲近神。
And I realized the root cause of all this was that I had not been drawing near to God.
所以自己首要去学的就是要重拾与神之间的关系。
So the first thing I must learn was to restore my relationship with God.
他建议的方法就是放下一切所有的事情，除了一些必要的服饰还有上班之外。
So the method she suggested to me was to put aside everything. Except the absolutely necessary service at church and my job, my work.
之后的时间都用来安静在神的面前，还有用心去读圣经的话。
And then I was to use all my remaining time to be quiet before God and to read the Bible and to draw near to God.
当我这样寻求神之后呢，2个星期之后，我发现，诶，原来神真的是喜乐，还有生命力量的源头。
And I, when I listened and sought God in this way, after only 2 weeks, I discovered that God truly is the source of joy and life strength, the strength of my life.
若我没有回去到神的面前去亲近他，我里面的生命真的会死去。
If I had not returned to God to draw near to Him, I'm very sure that the life within me would truly die.
过往我是有读经祷告的习惯，而发现原来神的力量真的是不知不觉一点的一滴的，是能留在我的生命里面的。
Because I used to have this very consistent time reading my Bible and praying to God. Yeah, I really realized the strength that I gained from it was bit by bit, even if I wasn't aware of it, but it was surely there.
所以到了这一次我失去的时候，才发现亲近神的重要性是不可失去的。
So it's only through this experience of loss that I've woke up to the reality, how important it is to keep drawing near to God is, yeah, truly indispensable in our life.
还有呢，在这个拔牙的事情里面，除了我发现亲近神是很重要之外，神透过一次的读经的经文显露了我问题的所在。
Besides, what I learned through my experience of having my wisdom tooth extracted, and teaching me the importance of drawing near to God, God also exposed the problem in my life through a scripture that I read during my quiet time.
就是也是这这就是这个以赛亚书30章15到17节。是这样说的，因为主亚伟以色列的圣者这样说：你们得救在于悔改和安息，你们得力在于平静和信靠，但你们竟不愿意，你们却说不，我们要骑马奔跑，所以你们真的要逃跑；你们又说我们要骑马快跑，所以那些追赶你们的也必快速，一个敌人就可以威吓你们1000个人，若5个敌人威吓你们，你们都要逃跑了，以致你们所生下的必孤立，如同山顶上的旗杆，冈岭上的旗帜。
So, Isaiah chapter 30, verses 15 to 17. For thus said Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling, and you said, No, we will flee upon horses, therefore you shall flee away, and we will ride upon swift steeds, therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one, at the threat of five you shall flee, till you are left like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill.
我看到我就是那些不愿意和没有依靠神、没有亲近神、等候神的人。
And it dawned on me that I was one of those who was unwilling to draw near to God, who didn't rely on God.
我自己骑马奔跑，结果反而被敌人追赶，慌忙逃跑了。
So I was trying to flee upon horses and ended up I was truly fleeing. I was pursued by my enemies, so to speak.
虽然神已经说清楚怎么得救和得，呃，如何得救还有得力，但是我不愿意。
Even though God had made it clear how I could be saved, how I could find strength, but I was unwilling.
其实安静还有亲近神比一切任何都重要，但是我完全不看重。
So, even though resting in God, drawing close to Him in quietness, is more important than anything else, but I completely undervalued it before.
所以这就是神让我看到一切的问题的根源，就是我没有以神为首。
And this was the root of all problems which God showed me. I simply did not put God first.
没有亲近神，没有以他为首，又何来明白神的心意，做合乎他心意的事情呢？
Without first prioritizing and cultivating this closeness to God, putting Him first, how can I possibly discern His heart or know His will?
所以我知道我要悔改，我要回到神里面。
So I knew I had to repent, I had to return to God.
与神亲近其实就是把神做唯一的依靠，这是神叫我们去顺服的。
Drawing near to God is essentially making God our ultimate source of reliance. This is what God calls us to obey.
以前我不相信为神工作的首要是安息，去亲近神。现在我经历过，我相信我服神了，服了神了。
So previously, I did not believe that the foremost aspect of serving God had to do with rest, the stillness, and drawing near to him. But now, having experienced it, I am convinced, I am persuaded.
所以依靠神就是首先去祷告等候，这是让我能在神的道上去坚定一切，以神为中心。
Relying on God means prioritizing prayer and waiting upon Him. And this is what enables me to remain steadfast on God's path and centering everything on God Yahweh.
之后也再向大家分享一个的经文，就是彼得前书2章18节。
And I'd like to share with you another passage, taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18.
那里说，你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人，不但顺服那些善良温和的，就是那些乖僻的，也要顺服。
Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust.
有没有真正的信靠神，是能在顺服权柄的方面能看到的？
Whether one truly trusts in God can be seen in their obedience to authority.
因为这是圣经的教导，不能顺服圣经的教导，其实不能说自己是信靠神。
This is because it's a biblical teaching, and if one cannot obey or does not obey these teachings of the Bible, they cannot truly claim to be trusting in God.
我呢，有一份工作是在学校里面做的，那份工作让我很痛苦。
So I was previously working at a school, and that job caused me great distress.
主要的原因是来自我上级的。
And primarily due to my superior.
但痛苦的源头是因为我不顺服。
However, the root of my pain, my suffering, was actually my own disobedience.
那为什么我对我上级不顺服呢？
Why was I disobedient to my boss or my superior?
不是因为他要我做什么犯法，或者是要我做一些违背良心的事情。
It was not because he asked me to do anything illegal or against my conscience.
只是常常给压力给我，然后他做的事情的方法呢，常常跟我是相反的。
It's just that he constantly pressured me, and the way he does things is totally opposite from how I would normally do it.
很多时候也超越了我的底线，特别是他会把他的意思和决定加在学生的身上，这方面我是接受不了的。
And yeah, he frequently crossed my boundaries, particularly by imposing his own opinions and decisions on the students, which was something that I could not accept.
那回头看这个事情，神其实要我去面对我的不顺服。
And in retrospect, God was calling me to confront my disobedience.
在这个过程中，其实是前所未有的痛苦。
And this entire process was incredibly painful.
但是当时呢，我的牧师就是用这个彼得前书2章18节的经文去鼓励我，提醒我，这是一个很好的学习机会。
And at the time, my pastor encouraged me and reminded me with the scripture here, 1 Peter 2:18. and exhorting me that this is a valuable learning opportunity.
神知道我的困难，这个顺服的功课对我来说是很难学的。
And God knew my struggles. This lesson of obedience was a very difficult one for me to learn.
所以在那个时候，神很好，也透过不同的牧者的不同的分享，去帮助我，去提醒我，鼓励我。
And God was very gracious. He helped me and reminded me through various speakers, the messages given by various pastors.
这个事情也让我继续学习，紧紧的去祷告，还有时常的呼求雅伟的帮助。
And Jacob, sorry, so sorry. This experience taught me to cling tightly to prayer and consistently call on Yahweh for help.
所以我开始了在工作一有空的时候就呼求神的名字。
So I began developing this habit of calling on God's name whenever I had a moment, even at work.
还有我电脑的那个屏幕上面呢，就是会有不同的经文去提醒我要依靠神。
And I also set my computer desktop to display different Bible verses, reminding me to constantly rely on God.
然后神也让我慢慢看到，其实我自己的那个的看法是很强的。
And God also helps me to slowly realize how strong my own opinions have been.
我常常认为按我的方法去做才是最好的，我才是最为学生去想的人。
I often thought that my way was the best and that I was the one who cared most about the students.
有一天神在我安静的时候，他提醒我，他可以借着我的上级完成他的心意。
One day, during my time of quietness, God reminded me that He could accomplish His purpose even through my superior.
而神才知道什么才是对那些学生最好的。
And only God Himself knows what is truly best for the students.
神让我知道我是非常的骄傲，骄傲的认为我自己的想法是比神的计划更好，我的爱比神更大。
God showed me that I was deeply prideful, so proud that I believed my ideas were better than his, and my love is even greater than his.
这就是我的骄傲，还有不顺服。
So such was the root of my pride and my disobedience.
我过往呢，很多时候都是我认同的时候才去顺服。
So in the past, I would only obey if I agreed with everything.
但圣经真正的顺服是在不明白，或者甚至跟自己相反的时候也去顺服。
However, true biblical obedience means submitting even when things don't make sense to us, or even when they go against our own will.
这才是真正的顺服，
That is true obedience.
因为这个真正顺服的背后，是因为我们心靠神的良善，还有他的美好。
This kind of obedience stems from trusting in God's goodness and His perfection.
所以才是愿意把主权交给神，让神做他要做的事情。
And it's on this basis that we're willing to surrender, to him and allow him to accomplish what he desires.
而我需要去做的是心靠顺服，才能配合神拯救人灵魂的工作。
And my role is to trust and obey so that I may position myself to be used by God, to join in him in this great work of saving souls.
所以我也终于明白了为什么彼得前书中叫我们要顺服，在上掌权的。
And I've finally come to understand why 1 Peter calls us to submit to those in authority.
因为在顺服的里面，我们可以学习顺服神，也愿意顺服在他的计划里面。
Because it's through obedience to these human authorities we learn to obey God and we are willing to align ourselves with His plans.
无论是学生的前途，或是别人的生命，其实一切都是神在掌权的。
So whether it concerns students' futures or other people's lives, God is ultimately sovereign over all things.
神让我看到我这个很大的问题就是骄傲和不顺服。若是神没有让我去学习呢，恐怕这个的不顺服，我最后还是会离开神。
So God revealed to me this great problem of pride and disobedience, which were practically the major strongholds in my life. And if God had not taught me this lesson, this disobedience would likely have been what eventually led me away from God.
最后，我因着依靠神的帮助，慢慢我不单单在行为上，我能顺服我的上级。
So with God's help, step by step, I was able to learn to obey my superior.
连我从心里面的那个挣扎都没有了。
So even those struggles in my heart all vanished.
换来是一份的平静。无论我的上级的要求是如何，我都能学习放下我自己的意思。
And in this place came a deep sense of peace. No matter what my boss demanded, I learned to lay down my own will.
原来呢，顺服是非常有能力的，连我身边的同事都觉得很惊讶，为什么我能跟我的上级合作得那么愉快？
It turns out that obedience is incredibly powerful. Even my colleagues were all surprised at how well I was able to work with my superior.
我的上级也能看到我的生命是不一样的啊，他也很信任我所做的。
And even my superior started noticing a difference in my life and began to trust in what I did.
所以我们很多时候以为顺服是不开心的，是痛苦的。
We often assume that obedience is what brings unhappiness and pain.
但是当神带领我学习顺服的时候，我越发现，其实痛苦其实是来自于那个不顺服的心。
But as God led me through this journey of submission, I realized more and more that the pain actually comes from resisting obedience.
而这份的不顺服其实是不相信神的话，还有不相信他是良善还有美好的。
And this resistance reflects a lack of trust in God's word and a failure to be believe that He is truly good, He is truly perfect.
所以，当我还是坚持自己的想法跟方法的时候，换来就是痛苦。
So, when I stubbornly held on to my own ideas and my own ways, the result was inevitably suffering and pain.
就好像小朋友常常不听之后要承受很多的后果一样。
Much like a child who refuses to listen and must endure the consequences.
但是神似乎是知道的。他愿意去等候我们，怜悯我们。
But God, he's all knowing, he's aware of all that's going we are going through. So in his patience and mercy, yeah, he waited for us and showed us compassion.
在以赛亚书30章18节接着说：“雅伟必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为雅伟是公平的神。”凡等候他的都是有福的。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Therefore, Yahweh waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For Yahweh is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him.
当我们在我们的痛苦挣扎里面选择去顺服神。
In the midst of our struggle, our pain, when we choose to obey God,
就是他的话，还有权柄的时候，我们就能得救，还有得力了。
When we choose to trust in His word and His authority, that's how we came to experience His salvation and strength.
因为主亚伟以色列的圣者是如此说的，在15节，就是你们得救在于悔改和安息，你们得力在于平静和信靠。
Because, as verse 15 in Isaiah says, For thus said Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength.
所以希望这一次的分享能鼓励大家对神说是。
So I hope that my sharing today could encourage everyone to say yes to God.
这个就是我今天的分享。
So this is all that I want to share with you today. Thank you
Oh,
very much.
thank you.
Would you like to say the closing prayer?
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
我们一起在神面前安静祷告。 So let us pray and be quiet before God.
Oh, 亲爱的雅伟天父。
Our dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh.
真的，现在的事，过去的事，感谢你也能成为一个献祭，去向你献上。
Things in the past or things yet to come, we can offer them all up as a pleasing sacrifice to you.
就是因为我们愿意顺服，去听从你。
Because we are willing to listen and obey you.
也求你原谅我们很多时候。的不顺服，不愿意听。
Please forgive us for all those times when we were not willing to listen, not willing to obey.
但是，非常感谢你，真的，去忍耐，去等候我们。
But we are deeply thankful to you for your patience, how you wait for us.
但我们在痛苦挣扎中，我们真的呼求你的名的时候。
And as we call on your name in the midst of our pain and struggles,
你真的是会怜悯我们，去拯救我们。
you truly deliver us and you show your mercy upon us.
真的感谢你过往一切的恩典。
And we thank you for all your grace that we experienced in the past.
也恳求你带领我们今天所听你话的人，
And we pray that you'll lead all those who heard your word today.
能经历同样那么。深厚的恩典，
That they too can experience such depth of grace from you.
能经历你那一份的能释放我们捆锁的自由，
And to experience the freedom that sets us free from all bondages.
还有能经历从你而来的那一份的喜乐跟平安，
And to be able to experience that peace and joy that come from you.
知道我们每一个人都有一些的难处。你都知道，
You know each and every one of our struggles and our difficulties.
也恳求你继续在我们每一个人里面亲自的继续做工。
Please work in each of our hearts.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
阿门。
Amen.
谢谢。
Yeah, thank you very much. So let's have a moment of quietness and we'll dismiss. So, 我们现在可以有安静片刻的时间，然后我们就散会了。